Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Ben E. King, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greats of all time.
No,
one of the great songs, too. Seven Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. He is the Director of Marketing Communication at the U.S. Department of Commerce's U.S. Commercial Service, an outstanding organization that I'm really proud to be part of, to be associated with, and to know. Doug's helped us so much with our exporting strategy and our exporting message here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I think that's really important. I've been talking about it for a long, long time. I've seen what an export strategy can, how it can help a small business, especially when local markets turn down a little bit. Your foreign markets are countercyclical oftentimes to your local markets. And I've seen companies literally save themselves because they had an export strategy, at least for a while. Doug has got a new book out called Free Trade Agreements. It's an e-book. You can find a link to it from export.gov. And you can also find it on Amazon or any of the other online stores. Doug, talk to us a little bit more about what's in the book. If I'm not mistaken, you interviewed some of the people who are really smart about export trade agreements. Some of the people who are, you know, in the weeds there negotiating these things. What did you learn from them?
Well, the number one thing that I learned, Jim, is that there's, you know, huge opportunities in these countries. And this is a great entry strategy for U.S. companies, your listeners who may not have exported yet, but have a good product or a good service that sells well in the United States and North America. So consider the free trade agreement as a export strategy for the next year. Look at these 20 different markets individually or in clusters. And what the folks are saying, and these are interviews with each of the senior commercial officers in each of these 20 markets who've been there for years and know what the opportunities are, they say it's a terrific thing for small businesses to do. And second, they're surprised that more U.S. companies aren't there.
Wow.
And so that's what we need to change. You go, you show up, and then the opportunity is yours, and we'll help you get into those markets.
One of my demographers, Ken Grombach, has said on this show that if the Western Hemisphere wanted to, we could be self-sustaining. That there's no reason why we couldn't do all the business we want to do or need to do up and down, vertically up and down the Western Hemisphere. The Americas and Canada. You know, Canada, Mexico, U.S., Central America, South America. That the number of people, the demographic profiles, the resources, etc. He wasn't proposing it. He wasn't proposing that kind of thing. He's just saying that there's so much untapped, and that's what you're talking about. There's so much opportunity that's untapped right now.
That's right, and the logistics advantage too.
Without even changing time zones, you can go up and down for thousands of miles without changing time zones to a degree, can't you?
That's right, and of course it's useful to know a little bit of Spanish, but it's not essential. We know it, we can speak it, and we can help you navigate these markets.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and don't forget, folks, English is the international language of business, and that's a crutch that Americans fall on. But you know what? You can also get the Rosetta Stone software and learn a little Spanish. It wouldn't hurt you to do that either. But okay, last thoughts, Doug. I got about a minute or so. What else would you like to tell folks about free trade agreements?
Well, I think just to sum up, Jim, you're the small business advocate today. I'm advocating for more small businesses to look at the free trade agreement countries as a source of growing their business. And we do have the National Export Initiative right now, which is to double exports in 5 years. We have three more years to do it. We're approaching that goal. 300,000 U.S. companies are now actively exporting in 2011. It'll be a bit more than that for 2012. But it's not growing fast enough. There's far more opportunities out there than there are U.S.
How much do you think the economy, the condition of the economy, is contributing to a little lackluster performance in exporting right now?
Well, actually, I think that the economy in North America has contributed to more companies considering exporting and actually doing it because their business has dried up here.
Yeah, like as I was saying earlier.
You said earlier, and you're absolutely right. I talk to businesses every day that said if it wasn't for exporting, they would have gone under in 2008, 2009.
I've seen it myself. Export.gov is how you find out more about what Doug and his organization does to help small businesses. Folks, they got the tremendous amount of help. The resources that are available to help small businesses develop an export strategy will blow your mind and will amaze and surprise you, maybe. And then, of course, his book, the new book, is called Free Trade Agreements by Doug Barry, wherever books are sold, electronic version. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Let's export in 2012. We'll help you.
There you go. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.